Hello.
My call was very important to them. But stuff still happened. So what's up? Biden dropped out. Joe Biden dropped out of the race. This is because I recorded a very long, extensive segment about the complexities of Biden's current situation. And as I was recording, his announcement that he was dropping out of the race came out. His decision was made entirely to inconvenience me specifically. It has nothing to do with any of the ongoing situations in the nation. I want you to understand that it is pretty likely that someone like Kamala Harris will take over and pursue new ways to specifically thwart me in the work that I do. I need you to understand that AI is not people. It's not people. I know it might seem like sometimes it can be people. It's not people. Stop it. HR organization company Lattice tried to push an update to their software that added support for AI employees. So you got your org chart, right? We're getting real sexy with it. We're talking about org charts today. You got your org chart, right? And it's got your team. You got your manager. You got Jason. Fuck that guy. And then you've got you. You're doing great. 5 stars. And then you've got ChatGPT on your team, listed in the org chart with you. You know, right next to you, a fleshy human being who probably worked really hard to get to the position that you're in. Now there's a computer next to you. Lattice wanted to refer to AIs as digital workers. Digital workers! As if we are not already, like, an entire country that is just professionals at dehumanizing workers. And seemingly, all of this was just so that they could be like, we do AI! Look it! We're an AI company now! Anyway, it didn't work. No one wanted this. All of their customers were like, hey, dog, what? Literally, one of their customers was like, I have a lot of questions, but primarily, why? Anyway, it didn't work. They rolled it back because obviously. God damn. Stop it. Knock it off. Bad executives. No. Down. Are you ready for less HIV?
What? What am I doing?
Because here comes less HIV.
Yeah.
Medical science. Woo! A pre-exposure PrEP HIV drug was recently tested in South Africa and Uganda. It is a twice annual injection rather than a daily pill. In a 5,000 person double blind test, the injection was found to have 100% efficacy. They tested the medication on a bunch of women in Uganda and South Africa, and the ones who were taking the pills every day, but mostly did not get HIV, but a few of them did. In the trial with the injection, no one did. So, like, consider this, a twice annual shot versus a daily pill. Just keeping up with the pill can be hard sometimes, and that can affect the efficacy. The drug is called lenacapavir, and it is a fusion capsid inhibitor. You know, you know, we talk about this all the time. So that's really, really cool. If it's not literally 100%, it could still be very, very, very close at scale for a twice annual injection to prevent HIV. HIV infections have been going down over time, but they are still non-zero. And it's not a lovely thing to contract. Now, allow me to just say, in a lot of cases where you hear about some kind of miracle drug trial, it's probably never coming to market, right? Like, it's like you hear about it and then nothing ever happens. In this case, I can say that they are currently actively moving on to a new phase that is not double-blind, testing more, and they're putting together proposals to send off to various governments to get approved for sale. The big question now is if it's going to get approved and what the costs will be like. But, that's rad. Yay, science. I am very sorry, Texas. You're about to get a bit more musky. So California passed a law to prevent trans children from being outed preemptively to their parents against their will. And Elon Musk just doesn't like it when children have rights. Maybe Musk hates children having rights, maybe he hates trans people, or probably both, because apparently that was the last straw. And now he is vowing to move the headquarters of SpaceX and Twitter to Texas. And he's being real frisky about it. He's like, I'm a Texy boy. What this law does that he's so up in arms about is it just prevents schools from enforcing rules that require teachers to tattle on kids to their parents when the kids have a different gender identity than previously expected. It's literally just a, you can't force people to narc. In a world where there are parents out there who would disown or otherwise abuse their children upon learning those facts, seems like a good way to protect the kids. I can say personally that the number of people who have come into even just my community and have told me that they have found a safe space here away from their family who would otherwise disown them. Heartbreaking. But hey, glad to have you. I like you for you. Anyway, Musk is, this is just an excuse to both hate on trans people and make a big stink about moving to Texas, which he wants to do anyway because taxes and shit. So he wants to go move on all to Texas, and that's not gonna go well. But who cares? Also, it's like just mostly paperwork. But beyond that, Musk recently came out in full support of Trump and has even now gone as far as to add a Trump-specific, you know, like, hashtag that's got an extra icon next to it. So if you use like hashtag MAGA, it like calls that out. And if you search MAGA or Trump 2024, it makes like American flags rain down on your browser. It's the dumbest shit. You know, the whole thing about like, you know, gotta remain neutral. The big tech elites are influencing our politics. And this is the town square. We have to remain, you know, it's an independent platform, blah, blah, blah. Also, MAGA 2024, baby. Anyway. Get off Twitter. Gaming! The new Baldur's Gate patch coming out later this year is gonna do some pretty cool stuff with like split screen, like dynamic split screen, where when you get near each other, it turns from split screen into a single screen. And then when you get further apart from each other again, it goes back into split screen. Kinda neat. They're also doing more kissing updates. A lot of kissing. Just so much investment into making sure the kissing is just right. Oh, and additional evil endings. You horrible, horrible person. Microsoft released a caked up Xbox controller. I have no further words about this. Nearly a decade late, Nintendo is finally going to release a dedicated Joy-Con charger for the Nintendo Switch. Just in time for the successor to the Nintendo Switch to come out. At Bethesda Game Studios, hundreds of employees across a bunch of sectors have unionized with the CWA. They previously had some smaller unions at some like subcontractors and sub offices and whatnot, but this is a like full office union with people in development and design and QA and all sorts of stuff. That's rad. Unionize your workplace. I would unionize, but my boss, Flynn, he's, whew, fierce capitalist. Sometimes I try to get just a little bit of kibble and he does not like that. Lightning round. One of the world's largest uncontacted indigenous tribes was recently spotted on a beach in Peru, presumably looking for food? We can't really ask them because of the whole uncontacted thing, but we got it caught on camera and I linked to it in my newsletter. It's really bizarre to watch footage of human beings walking around on a beach who have never been contacted by outside society. Like, damn. Apple used an AI data training set that included stolen data from YouTubers like MKBHD and MrBeast. Instagram is adding a feature called Notes, which I thought was already a feature that they had called Notes, but this is a different one. And I don't get it. Something like a disappearing pseudo kind of almost comment that you can leave on videos and goes away after a while. And is like kind of, I don't understand. I don't understand Instagram, but I am on Instagram if you want to follow me there, just in case a major platform that I am on happens to disappear in the coming months. After his assassination attempt, Trump is now selling Trump assassination attempt inspired sneakers. He's really just, you know, traumatized. He's just struggling to move forward with this. You can tell by the monetization. Costco is now selling a doomsday bug out bag bucket of food. It's like a bucket of food that has a 25 year shelf life. So, I mean, get it while you can. Workers at Disneyland are demanding better pay, saying that they're sleeping in their cars and in nearby motels because of a lack of a living wage. Weird how if you work somewhere full time, you should be able to live somewhere nearby to be able to work there. There's a sad looking bear that cropped up in Florida and people started taking selfies with it. And local wildlife experts are like, hey, don't take selfies with a sad looking bear. This is a reminder from me to you. Don't take selfies with bears. Just kind of period. And finally for today, there are ongoing massive protests in Bangladesh. They've been cut off from the world communications, just cut by their government. Their army has been called in and given shoot on sight order. Students have been protesting a quota system in the country that saves jobs for specific people and is largely seen as like preventing people who need jobs from getting jobs and instead rewarding like political loyalists and whatnot. The quota system was repealed and then reinstated, and that's why the riots, well, among other things, the protests were happening now, and then counter protesters got involved, turned violent, here we are. The Supreme Court of the country has slightly gone back on the quota thing, but not fully. That's where it stands. Shit's pretty wild, so there's that. Kind of ended on a bummer. I mean, I can't really do much about that. But I will say that I have a big announcement coming up soon, and I cannot wait to share the next phase of me with you all. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and a positive vibe in the form of a digital hug. My name is Endeavorance. I'm going to be gone for a few weeks as I'm traveling to Gen Con, and it's sort of weirdly timed with my content schedule. So I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. I will be back on August 12th. Thank you so very much for listening. Take care and be well.